And we had a great annual meeting, quite frankly, very historic for our association with having Susie Whaley being elected and as the first female president of our association. So it was pretty exciting times. And for me to kind of move up to the next level as vice president was very rewarding and very humbling. As you said, being a PGA member for a long time, I've been very fortunate to work with a lot of great people and a lot of great golf professionals and, you know, meet people very passionate about the game like yourself and others. And just to be a part of it, try to help the PGA of America continue to, you know, deliver on our mission to try to do work for PGA members around the country. It's an honor and it's very humbling to be involved in that way.
In your current role, it'll be very exciting to see one of the biggest events in golf come back to one of your former places of employment, the next Ryder Cup. Of course, goes back to Kohler and Whistling Straits, a property that you're very familiar with, and I'm sure it'll be real proud for you to go back there in the role of vice president and almost ready to take the reins of the organization as president on those dates.
The Midwest has in general, you know, that Wisconsin market, Chicago, Minneapolis have really hosted some phenomenal, you know, golf events and major championships. And Whistling Straits has got a great track record. We're very excited as an association, the PGA of America, to partner once again, you know, have that event in Wisconsin. The sports fans in Wisconsin are phenomenal. They have always supported the golf events there, whether it be, you know, at Kohler, the U.S. Open at Erin Hills, or events like the Milwaukee Open and others. It's just such a great sports state, and they're so supportive and so such rapid fans that having the Ryder Cup there should even be on another level. So really looking forward to having that event go to Wisconsin. It'd be really exciting. I think the Straits course is going to be a phenomenal match play golf course for that event, and really should be some exciting golf that will be played there in 2020.
Well, Jim, I know that that'll be quite a newsmaker when the teams from all of those participating countries get up there in probably late September of 2020. But even before we get to that point, the PGA of America making some news this week. It had been rumored for a while, but after a long run in Southeast Florida, the organization is going to pull up stakes here in a couple of years and relocate to Frisco, Texas. Jim, can you talk a little bit about the move? And maybe first off, I think there's still some people wondering, you know, why was there a need to move out of Florida?
Well, that process really started about 2.5-3 years ago. We were looking at, we needed to really create a better workplace for our employees, as well as a better opportunity to service our members and sponsors and partners. The office in South Florida was aging, and we were going to need to do some upgrades or expansions and do some work there. So we thought the best thing at that time was to do a serious RFP, potentially upgrading the building there, maybe moving it to another location in South Florida. But we thought to really do our due diligence and fiscal responsibility, you know, we should do an RFP to other areas of the country. When we did that process, we were very pleasantly surprised, and we got, you know, numerous responses back of areas around the country that would be interested in having the PGA of America in their city or in their area. So that really started a process where we looked at it seriously, got pretty quickly that the best options were going to be to either stay in South Florida where we were at or move to Frisco, Texas. And after 2.5 years or so of work, you know, became evident that Frisco had just so many possibilities, positive things to that project, that the board of directors for the PGA decided to make that move recently, and it was approved and announced, and we're pretty excited about it. We think it'll do a few different things. I mean, being in the middle of the country will give us an opportunity to better service our members around the country from the West Coast, Midwest, and East Coast. It's an opportunity, obviously, to build a state-of-the-art, kind of world-class facility from scratch with great partners there. So it's going to have a world-class resort, you know, world-class golf courses that we can host championships on, world-class headquarters with a training center, an education center, an unbelievable practice facility and short game area and a short course to really help drive some of our player development and youth activities. So there's just so many positives with that project being in Frisco in that area. Frisco's also got a great history of, you know, public-private partnerships, and they've done so many great developments there. It's been such an emerging area, you know, from the Dallas Cowboys moving their headquarters there to, you know, Toyota North America moving their headquarters there to all the development that's gone on. And we're very excited about the move. We're very excited about the partnership, and we really think that it's going to give us an opportunity to better service our members, as well as really be able to do some exciting things, hopefully, with our current partners and sponsors.
Have you been down to the site yet in Frisco? And in addition to some of the things you just mentioned, I understand that Frisco, Texas, by one of the national publications, suggested it might be one of the best places in America to live or do business in. And did that sort of help factor into this decision?
Yeah, no question that was a factor. I mean, obviously, if you're going to open up a new location or move your headquarters, you want to make sure that those that are there can thrive. So having a community that, you know, rates so high as a place to live, you know, for cost of living, for the amenities, for the school systems, for the ease of, you know, business and travel with having major airports that can get all over the country, you know, those were all factors, obviously. So you want the staff there to be able to function at a very high rate. And obviously a community like Frisco has all of the makings to make sure that it can be successful. So that was part of it. And yes, I have been to the site a few times early on in the process as well as throughout it. So we've been very familiar with the property, involved in it, and have seen it. And it's going to be a pretty exciting project. And that area, as you said, I think is very worthy of the ratings that it's garnered. And some national publications as a community. You know, they have been great partners throughout the process, and we're really excited and expecting some big things with the headquarter move there in the near future.
Some of the early stories out about the potential move suggested that you could be building as many as 4 golf courses. Now, officially, it seems to be 2 golf courses. Gil Hans's name was tossed out there as the architect potentially of the first golf course in any of the reports. Can you tell us whether Gil will be involved, or will the PGA go through a process of speaking with different people in the golf course architecture industry to perhaps build those 2 championship layouts, which apparently are also going to host some of your championships?
Well, the project is going to have 36 holes, 2 18-hole courses. It will have a short, you know, course or a par 3 course component to it. Determine yet how many holes that will be, and then a very extensive, you know, practice facility and learning center. So those are all components of the property. It really doesn't have the ability or the extra acreage to build, you know, up to 4 golf courses. So, but the plan is, again, 36 world-class facilities that we can host championships. And again, a short or par 3 course and an extensive practice and learning center. We are in pretty heavy discussions with a couple architects there. And I know you mentioned some of the names, but not really at liberty at this point because we don't have anything, I think, wrapped up contractually. But we're really, really close on, and we have been talking to and working with a couple individuals on their thoughts on design and layout and everything else. And we're, you know, very, very excited about the layout, about the project, and about what we think will be an unbelievable championship caliber golf course and facility that will be there. We'll be announcing all that soon. You know, that'll get out. As you said, there's already some names being mentioned, and Gil being one of them, who's a fantastic designer and has done some amazing work. And we're pretty excited about what that property can be.
You know, a lot of your championships have been spoken for over the next several years. At the same point, with the current changes to the scheduling and moving the PGA Championship up to May, and of course the need to move up the Club Pro or the Professional National Championship even earlier on the calendar, And it probably those dates eliminated some of the northern courses that the PGA's worked with in recent years. Was it important to develop a facility that that had some golf courses that could also serve as host to your championships, especially where more southern locations might be would be better based on the time of year you're going to host some of the PGA championships that you run?
Well, that's obviously a great benefit for this project, that we'll be able to host some of those events there. We would have been able to host events like that in the state of Texas. Obviously, there's some great facilities throughout the state. So when we made the move to May, it wasn't so much about this potential new headquarters move as it was for a lot of other reasons. Thought it was a great move on the calendar. We thought it was a great move overall for the players. We thought it was great for us as we try to promote different programs that the PGA members are working on, whether it be PGA Junior League Golf or Drive Chip and Putt or other player development programs that we have, with a vast majority of our members around the country going into their high season in May and the run-up to that. It's a great opportunity to be able to promote our PGA members in March, April, and May and utilizing the PGA Championship to do that. So we were going to obviously look at some locations to possibly take some of those championships in some areas of the country that may not have hosted previously, as you stated. It could be on the West Coast, it could be in Texas, could be in Florida. So all those areas now became bigger possibilities of hosting a PGA Championship when it was in May versus the weather conditions in some of those areas in August. And I think it's a huge benefit of this project and the move to Frisco, and that not only will we be able to host some of those now in Texas, but we'll be able to do them at our own facility that we're involved with. And really gives us some advantages, I think, to have them hosted at right in our backyard of where the new headquarters will be. Really looking forward to that because, you know, that will be in the near future, and it should be really exciting for the PGA, for our members, and for the professionals that will be playing in those events.
Jim, my understanding is those two 18-hole golf courses and the other parts of the facility will be open to the public for public play. Is that correct?
That is correct. So they will be open to the public. Obviously, the resort will be there as well, too. So resort guests will be able to play the golf course as well as the general public. And we are working on, the operations and the plan on how it will be. But the plan will be to have several PGA of America player development programs, several youth programs, and a lot of programs for the not only the local community, but for the general public at large to be able to take advantage of once the golf courses and the facility opens.
Jim, I know it's spoken for quite a few years in front of us, but is there the possibility that a Ryder Cup could be played there at some point? I guess we're looking at almost 20 years down the road at this point, but could that happen?
Oh, sure. I think it can. Again, as you said, the Ryder Cup is pretty well committed for a number of years out, so it's something that we'll take a look at and look at in the future, but I think it's a possibility. Obviously, we've got to kind of get through the first process of building the facility, moving our headquarters, getting all the operations up and running, and that step first. And then obviously we do have conversations going on about future events that could be hosted there, but there's nothing in under contract or nothing that's got a year penciled out. But obviously we'll be looking to bring certain events and those that make the most sense to the property in future years. So that is definitely a possibility, but there's nothing that's targeted right now at this point.
It sounds like from some of the dates we were given in the press release that a lot of things and some of the heavy lifting and the moving in parts will be still maybe happening on your watch while you're president. So what kind of role are you going to have as the big move comes down with you as president of the PGA of America?
Well, obviously, there'll be a lot of interaction, obviously, with the local government officials and the community there and our partners with, Stillwater, as well as with Omni Hotels and the Rowling family. We're very excited about working with all of our partners there. So there'll be a lot of work over the next few years. And as you said, I feel very fortunate that this move will be taking place while I'm in the role of president for our association. So I look forward to the extra meetings, the extra phone calls, the extra trips, because I do think it's well worth it, and it's going to be such an exciting project and should really bring some added benefits to our members around the country. So I'll be very involved and hopefully very hands-on and a big part of it, My history and career, obviously, I've spent a lot of time working at some resorts and some pretty nice facilities that have hosted events throughout my career. So hopefully I can lend a little knowledge and a little help and a little support with the finished product. And I look really forward to being involved in it. And I'm really excited about it opening up in 2022.
That the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship will be the first championship conducted by the PGA on that golf course. Is that the plan right now for that to be the first PGA event held at the new golf courses?
Correct. That's right. And we've had a great partner with KitchenAid over the years. Who's not far from you, right, based in Michigan, and the event that takes place every other year at Harbor Shores. And they're excited about it as well, too. But that's correct. That will be the first major championship conducted there. That's the current plan. I think the players, the seniors that will be playing in that will be really excited once they see the finished product. It'll be a great way for us, I think, to help introduce the entire facility really to a worldwide audience and to some of the best senior players in the world, as well as obviously the fans and spectators will be able to take advantage of watching it there. So it'll be really exciting to have the seniors kind of kick it off, and we're really looking forward to having the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship there in 2023.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from your 29,000 PGA of America members across the country? Are they excited about this? And, I don't know how often your professionals, because they're usually pretty busy guys, get a chance to, sort of come down to the home office, but are you expecting more of them to want to come visit when this new facility opens?
Yeah, it's been very positive, Rory. I think, as you stated, it now because of that location, I think it gives a lot more of our members an opportunity to visit the facility and to take advantage of it. It's a little more challenging if you're a member that works on the West Coast or, some areas throughout the country of getting all the way to Florida to take advantage of either teaching and coaching programs, to take advantage of education programs, or to come down or travel with your members or clients to, play golf in your off season. Now being more centrally located, it'll be easier for a lot of our apprentices as well as members to get there, whether it be for education purposes, again, programs that we might be running in teaching and coaching or player development, obviously different member events that we might be able to have there throughout the years, as well as, now maybe be able to come to a major championship where if they're working in a part of the country that we haven't hosted championships or there are championships that don't take place, it might be easier to get to this location versus some of the other areas around the country. So the response has been very, very positive, and we think it's even going to be more positive once we actually open the facility and members can see it and start to take advantage of a lot of the facilities we'll have and programs that will be able to take place in Frisco, Texas.
Will some PGA events still continue to happen in Florida? Obviously, you have things like you just recently had the PGA Assistance Championship was played up at PGA Village, Port St. Lucie, and there's other events there. Also, like for all of us up here in the cold, we're all looking forward to getting to Orlando next month for the PGA Merchandise Show. Will some of those events still happen in Florida, or could they potentially ever move to Frisco, Texas?
Yeah, I think we'll always host some events in Florida. We're very, very committed to the 54-hole golf operation in Port St. Lucie, PGA Golf Club. It's been a great facility for a number of years. We have PGA members that, live and play there on a regular basis. As you stated, we have traditionally hosted a winter tournament series of events for our professionals to play in and the Assistance Championship. And we've had other events that have been there as well, too. And that facility works so great because of its operational layout and, again, the weather there during different parts of the year. I see that continuing for many years in the future. But this gives us another opportunity to potentially host some other events or some of those events, at other times of the year as well, too. So I think it gives us just even more options because we have the great facility that's hosted and done so much good work and success in Port St. Lucie, and it'll continue to do that. And now we're going to have another property in Texas, which gives us another opportunity to host events. So I think it's a win-win. We'll continue to host events in Florida, but now have an opportunity to host as well, too, in Texas.
a lot of people look forward to the merchandise show in Florida. And, of course, then I believe in late August, a lot of people also look forward to going to Las Vegas for a lot of reasons, but to enjoy the PGA apparel show that's put on out there. So I know those are great destinations, but I would say based on the entire complex you're building in Texas, that the option would be to potentially have those events, if not every year, but at least maybe once in a while down in the deep heart of Texas there, as they like to say.
Yeah, the conventions and things, you know, may be different. Obviously, the merchandise show's grown to the point. You have to have, obviously, a certain size convention space as the business continues to thrive. So those things aren't as related to Frisco and the resort there. But obviously, as you said, gives us more options and more possibilities. And if certain events make sense and will work out and be a benefit to the members in our industry, obviously Dallas and the Frisco area will be looked at pretty heavily. But I foresee the events like PGA Merchandise Show, you know, staying in a location like Orlando because of the convention space, the history there, and the ease to get in and out of that airport during that time of the year. The events that do make sense, obviously, we'll always take a serious look at Frisco as well as other locations around the country.
In closing, is there anything else you'd like to say that either PGA members or just the golfing public should know about the upcoming move to Frisco, Texas that we haven't covered?
We are very excited about the project. We're very excited about our partners there, and we are going to continue to work hard all the way until that headquarters is open. And always keep in mind on how that entire facility, both the resort, the golf courses, the headquarters, how we can better structure that to better support PGA members around the country. So the move's about, our association's really about trying to grow the game and support our members. We're very confident that this new headquarters and the move will be able to accomplish that even better than we have in the past. And our focus is really still focused on how we can continue to serve our members and how we can help grow the game.